they were very nice. They were the talk of not just them. I mean, they were famous for their gardens, weren't they, in early on? People from, say, Berkhamsted or Tring or whatever, they would come just to do a bit of shopping. It was like a treat to come to Hemel, to walk along the gardens and then be able to go and do your shopping or go and do your shopping and then come and sit in the water gardens. They were really nice. The Rose Garden used to be really lovely years ago.
I can remember it being very, very colourful in the summer and,
yes,
and sitting on those seats that are actually in the, you know, the flower part of the garden. More latterly, it was very much, I think, left to its own devices.
It was, yes.
But quite pretty in the spring because there are bulbs and there's lots of snowdrops there, isn't there, in the spring. I was too young, really, to appreciate what was planted there.
That formal part there did used to be really nice because my husband likes that sort of thing. He's not a very good gardener, but he likes gardens. And we used to go along and sit there. He'd say, oh, let's go along to the gardens and see what's there now. And it was always beautiful in the summer. But like Deborah said, it did sort of get left to its own devices. And then you'd go along there and you'd think, oh, the roses aren't doing very well this year, are they? And because they used to have different flowers in the different beds. It sort of went downhill. People used to talk about them. If you go somewhere else and you'd say, oh, we live in Hemel, and like you do, you know, and they'd say, oh, yeah, that's the place where the water gardens are, aren't they? And we like coming to Hemel. We used to go down there and have picnics. On a Sunday, people used to go down there just to walk around the water gardens and take the children on the swings and things.
There's certainly always plenty of children in the playground.
Playground, yes.
Yeah. There was always plenty of children running up and down that mound and rolling
down.
Oh, yeah.
They loved that mound, yeah.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.